Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 62 for May 16th, 2006. Pack a cone. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick! You know, Tuesday, I can never really think of how to introduce Dick, so I'm just going to go right into it. I don't know why, but Tuesday's always tough for me. It's time for Dick.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Monday, you had the weekend to think about it.
I spent hours preparing. By Tuesday, I've got nothing.
That's fine. We're just gonna, it's like a very straightforward podcast.
Yes, that's right. Right. Here he is.
We have a very interesting gadget, and it's called Pack a Cone. Now, it sounds like an ice cream gadget, but it's not. Pack a Cone is great for the car. And what it is...
Let me guess. Pack a cone. Is it an emergency orange cone that you put out of your car when you have a flat tire?
Okay, and so thanks for listening to this podcast.
No, is it really?
Tomorrow we'll be back.
Did I guess it?
Yes, you did.
That's hysterical.
Yes. It's very clever. It looks like one of those orange cones that you see on the highway or you put behind your car while you're changing a tire. What's neat about this, Leo, is it packs down to 1 inch. Then you unzip this, and it has a weighted base. So you unzip, pack a cone, take it out of its package, put your thumb in the little hook at the top. Expand it. You pull on it, and it goes pop, 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 and it expands. Has a little battery pack and a light.
Oh, it's got a light in it, too. Oh, wow.
It lights up either red or flashing red so that at night, this is really a great way to be seen, especially, you know, if you're broken down and you can't get your car way off the road, you want other cars coming along to make sure that they don't hit you and that they see you. So the pack a cone, built-in flasher, or it can be built-in steady light, good for in the fog. And it's nylon and polyester. And when you open it, when it stores, it's 2 inches thick. When you pull up on it, it's 16 inches high.
This would be very handy if, you know, you were a drunk or something and you often fell down in the curb. You could just have one in your pocket. Open it up, and you'd have it right there, and there'd be a little curb to keep people from stumbling over you.
Yeah, this is a perfect use for this.
Perfect gift for the drunk in your family.
Absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. I know you fall down a lot.
Here you go, pal.
Oh, right. Geez. And put this sign on my back that says, if I'm laying face down in the street,
please
expand my pack of cones. Yeah,
it's in my pocket. Nobody will run over you.
Exactly.
Safety device, although my trunk is full from all the other safety devices we've recommended. I have no more room for the pack.
Oh, you put it in your glove compartment. I think it could
fit. Oh, is it that small, really?
Well, let's see. The base is probably about 8 inches. Base is 9 by 9 by 2.
Oh, all right.
Okay, you could do it.
So it's a little tiny cone.
It's a little tiny red cone. It's just about 3 inches high. As a matter of fact, I fell over my safety cone almost.
You got it yourself.
No, 16 inches high, under $25, right. and we found that at Magellans.com.
They do some good stuff. I like them. I always go shopping there before I travel.
What I like about Magellan's catalog is they also have stuff like if you're traveling here, this is what the plug you'll need looks like. Mm-hmm. And they have... jet lag tips. Yeah, it's a catalog and so much more.
I know you like to travel because, you know, the Continental Air Miles and everything, but is it world travel or is it mostly in the U.S.?
No. I was a mad trips when Gaines did these free trips. I went everywhere to Africa, Tahiti, Bora Bora, Moscow. I do not like to travel internationally because I am dreadful at foreign languages. Absolutely dreadful.
Well, you're not so great at English either, so I think it's really kind of... No, I'm just teasing you.
No, that's okay.
That New York accent. That's the thing.
Yeah. No, I like London because they speak English, and the money's pretty easy. If it's £10 there, it's about 20 bucks.
Do they like your accent? Do they think it's kind of charming?
Yeah, Well, at least they don't hesitate saying, oh, you must be from America.
They know that. They know that much.
They know that much.
Well, I think in a way, you know, accents are kind of disappearing as we get kind of more globalized and, you know, universal Midwest English. And I don't, you know, I think it's great to have some regionalisms.
Yeah.
Like
well,
it.
You know, the funny thing is, I don't think I have an accent.
You sound normal. It's the rest of us.
I sound normal. It's the rest of you people.
So do you? Now that's an interesting question. So do you think I have an accent?
No.
You don't think I have an accent either?
At all. Not at all.
See, that's because you're probably used to that Midwestern, you know, or I guess it's the Mid-Atlantic.
Where are you from? Where are you
from? Well, I grew up in Providence, and I actually should have. I have a little bit. Every once in a while, I'll say a word, and it'll leak out. But, you know, as a trained announcer, I guess I just kind of lost any regionalism, which is too bad. I don't think you should do that.
No. Well, you have a, yeah.
I should talk like you. I think that would be great. No, you don't have a you. But you can tell when you talk to you, you can tell you're from New York.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
I do, only because people. If I meet somebody brand new, they go, "Oh, what are you from Brooklyn?"
You kind of sound that way. Yeah. But now, when you talk to other people from Brooklyn, they sound normal.
They sound normal. Absolutely,
they do. They sound like they talk funny. But see, I don't get it because I should sound like I have an accent.
But you know what? You see, I do not have a good ear for languages. That's why
that's
I think
the problem right there.
I am so bad and don't want to go to foreign countries. You know, I took Spanish for 6 years, and all I remember was C. No, that's
do you know what it means?
That C? No.
Yeah, you're right. Stay home. Go to England.
Yeah, this is my best Spanish. Como se llama?
Okay. That means what's your name?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's it. Six years.
Even that you say with a New York accent. That's what I really like.
Hey, como se llama?
Como se llama?
Como se llama?
I got your llama right here. Dick DiBartolo's online at thedailygizwiz.com. And, of course, we love talking to him every single weekday morning with his gadget of the day. He'll be back tomorrow with another one. And if you want to play the Mad Magazine What the Heck Is It contest, make sure you visit his website. And it's you just got a couple of weeks left. So you got to come up with either a good guess at what's on there, what that thing is, or a good lie, a good made-up answer.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the Liars Club show? You'd be good at
that. No.
You'd be good at that. That's kind of what that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Dick, have a great day.
Okay, pal. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, hasta la vista, baby. Okay.